Hi, my name is Slinky. Thank you for listening to Chew My Mom. I never listen.
Charlize Dunn is one of the top players in the A-10. She plays at Davidson and is a versatile inside-outside scorer. Charlize, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Listen, I got to see you play in person at NC State. You guys almost pulled off the upset. And since then, you've won 7 of your last 9. So there's something about the NC State game that kind of put it all together for you guys. What was that?
Yeah, I think NC State, like, we really came together as a team in that game. I think it was kind of exciting. I think up until that point, we actually hadn't had a full squad playing yet. I missed a few games at the start, and we just had people in and out. But that was the first game that we actually had everyone back, and I think that we really, like, have gelled since then. So, yeah.
I mean, no kidding. I mean, it was a one-possession game into the last couple of minutes. It was a very highly contested game, and I was there in person. I wasn't working. I was just watching the game. I was in town, and I really enjoyed watching you play because I can see what kind of competitive spirit you have. And your team, full, is a really good basketball team. You can see why you guys are starting to come together. When you play the teams that are in the power leagues, and you've had a tough schedule because Coach Folks puts a good schedule together, where does your confidence come from to be able to compete at that level?
Yeah, I think playing against those, yeah, Power 5 teams or Power 4 teams, like, it really gives us the confidence. I think that, like, we can win any game of basketball, and I think going against those tougher teams in the non-conference really proves us, like, proves that to us and, like, gives us the confidence going into conference. So I love that we get a tough schedule in non-conference. I think it really sets us up well.
Yeah, I like to see that kind of competition because I think it's an opportunity for dreams to be fulfilled, right? I mean, it's an opportunity to play somebody a little bit better. But you've played at Virginia Tech, so you know what I'm talking about. You've had that experience. The race in the A-10 is competitive. This is a two-bid league this year. You have been a part of some really competitive games so far. What would you say about the league?
Every game is such a battle. I mean, like, you've got to show up every day. Like, every team is so good, and it literally just depends on who shows up on the day. So it's exciting. Literally just depends on who shows up on the day. They're all so good.
Well, you have certainly enjoyed playing against George Mason recently because you dropped 32 on him, and it was an inside-outside performance. It really was a beautiful game played by you and your teammates. You know, what were you doing that day that, you know, 32, that's a big number. What happened?
Thank you. Yeah, I had a bit of a slow start, but I made a few layups, kind of, you know, got it going.
20 points in the third quarter, 20 points in one quarter, that's a lot of hoop.
Yeah, I was kind of feeling myself at that point. But, just kind of got my confidence going. I had a bit of a slow start, but once I saw it going in, I was feeling good. So, you know, it was a tough one. It would have been a great win, but I'm excited that we get to play them again.
At 6'2", with the ability to shoot the ball like you do, but the versatility you have to invert inside and play off the bounce, like, at what point during your youth basketball experience did you realize that you had a three-level scoring skill set and that you could, you know, keep building on it?
Yeah, I think probably, like, under 14s was when I – because when I was younger, like, I was kind of taller than everyone and I just played as, like, more of a center. And then when it got to, like, under 14s, I realized, oh, like, I do have some guard skills. So I think it was kind of then that I realized, like, oh, I'm not just a post player. Like, I can do more than that. And, yeah, since then I've been grateful. Like, I've had some really awesome coaches that have helped me develop that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Tell us a little bit about growing up in Australia and the way you learned basketball, which could or could not be different than the way we learned it here in the States.
Yeah, I think we play, like, pretty positionless back home, which I think has helped. And I think especially, like, at Davidson with how we play, like, it's really, like, made it a smooth transition. But, yeah, I would just say, like, the positionless basketball, like, I wasn't just set in the post or set out on the three-point line. Like, they developed a bit of everything, which I think has really helped me.
So let's talk about positionless and what you just said about the way Davidson plays, because there is a certain way that you play. It's very much unselfish. It's good to great in terms of shots. It's moving the basketball, playing inside out. I mean, it's kind of the way you want to play, right? It's
yeah.
Like that, especially when you're healthy.
Yeah, no, I love it. And it's like, it's also great because, yeah, it's like we're always looking for the one more. Like, it's not a one-man show. Like, we've got so many awesome players and, like, yeah, it could literally be anyone's night. It's a lot of fun. It's very selfless.
Well, you're not the only Australian on the team. You got a few other teammates that are from other countries and from Australia. I mean, what's that like when you guys come together? Is there anything unique and special about it, or is it just a blend that just happens because you all love the game?
I just think it's a great blend. I think that it is, like, helpful. We are so international. Like, I love that about our team. But, yeah, it's a great blend, and I think we really gel well together. Yeah, there's 5 Australians and 3 other girls from 3 other countries, so there's a mix. We got more internationals than Americans this year.
You know, I was reading a study that says recently that there are 1 out of every 10 players in the United States playing D1 basketball is an international player. When you think about that, it seemed like it was a high number. But then when I started thinking around the country about the teams that I cover and the basketball that I watch, it doesn't seem like it's that far out of the ordinary.
Yeah, I mean, I guess on average, because then I guess you've got some teams like Davidson and we have 8. And then, yeah, but that's interesting. I hadn't heard of that before. But.
Yeah, I found it kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
I didn't play in college with any players that were international players, but I'm guessing that it's got to be fun to learn about other countries and other ways that kids grew up, you know, maybe same or different. I just think it's kind of cool. It's part of the whole college experience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You had a Virginia Tech experience. Now you have a Davidson experience. So you've been in 2 different places. Not to compare the two, because I'm not asking you to do that. But when you get an opportunity to play in different places with different people, doesn't that help you overall grow as an individual?
For sure. Yeah. I'm very grateful for the experiences I've had. But yeah, like it's awesome. I feel like I've grown so much and just been surrounded by so many different people as well. Yeah.
Well, I know you're on the radar for some other things, right? I mean, you've got some college eligibility left, but you also have aspirations to play professionally. I know from talking to you that that's something that you have wanted to do. Does Sandy Brondello have you on speed dial yet?
I don't think so, no.
Sandy Brondello is the head coach of the New York Liberty, but also has been the Australian Olympic coach. But you're in the youth programs there. Like, where are you in those? You know, like we know what kind of system we have in the United States. Explain what Australia has, because there are a lot of Australian players playing over here that are in the Australian pipeline, if you will.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, we have like the national junior teams growing up. So I played, well, COVID kind of cancelled some of that stuff, but there's normally like under 17 worlds, under 19 worlds. And then after that, it's the next step is basically like the Opals, the Olympic squad.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like my goal. That would be awesome. But yeah,
that's like a dream out there, right? I mean, it's something that you're thriving and striving for every day. When you watch the Opals play, is there a particular player that we might be familiar with that maybe you've modeled your game after, or any player that maybe you've modeled your game?
I love, well, she didn't play in the last Olympics, but Beck Allen, I love watching her, Steph Talbot. I love watching them play.
Those are 2 players that you have the same size, a very similar skill set. What do you do to achieve what they've achieved so far?
I think I just got to keep working. Like, they're incredible athletes. So just, I don't know, head down in the gym, keep grinding.
What's your day-to-day like right now, Charlize, while you're in the middle of season and you're trying to, you know, people do lift weights during this time of year to maintain some strength. It's not like you just don't go in the weight room at all. Give us a little balance of it.
Yeah. I mean, we've also just started back with classes, so that's something that I've got to do as well. But yeah, we lift. I'm lifting maybe twice a week. I'm still like rehabbing because I came back from an injury this year, so I'm still rehabbing once or twice a week. And then obviously we've got practice and getting extra shots up. But yeah, I think we're in the weight room like twice a week at the moment.
Yeah. And then to balance that out with getting a lot of shots up, like Davidson has great facilities. So
yeah,
you can go anytime you want pretty much and shoot, right?
Yeah, literally whenever.
Do you have the secret code or a special key or a thumbprint or something that gets you into your facility?
I have my cat card that gets me in. Yeah.
they can keep track of you that way, right?
Yeah,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you well. I'm so grateful for your time. I love having you on the podcast. I'm so glad I got to see you excelling at a high level playing this year. And we wish you the best as you move forward in the rest of your season.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Good to see you. Thanks, Charlize. That's Charlize Dunn from Davidson.